I'm here to help. I'm here to do whatever they need me to do. Obviously, I want to be a dominant player. And if I can go out there and have a year like I've had in the past, that'd be great, because that means I'm helping the team and everybody else around me will be better for it as well. I'm going to try to be the player that I've always been. I think if I stay healthy, I think I can really be dominant still, you know. So I'm still only just 30. I'm not washed just yet. I'm getting there, but it's I got a little bit longer.
They don't call you Unk in the locker room.
I'm OG.
Joey Bosa chatting yesterday. Bills back at St. John Fisher. We got a rain falling. Yeah, actively raining here from St. John Fisher. And you know, not a heavy rain, but a rain.
Yeah.
You would golf in it, but you would golf in this.
Yeah.
You would golf.
I mean, I when we walked over here, I left my phone in the car. And
you just walked back?
I just walked back because the parking lot is it's like 2 minutes. It's like a two-minute walk back and forth. It's like 4 minutes walking in the rain. And I just did that, and I feel pretty damp. And just took my shoes off because I didn't wear shoes that are great for the rain, so they're a little wet. They're a little wet. So I'm letting them dry for a second.
We got a shoes off situation over here.
I'm wearing socks. It's fine.
That's fine. We're outside.
I'm wearing socks. Showered 2 hours ago. Yeah, we're good. 3 hours ago.
Jeremy and Joe live from St. John Fisher, and coverage brought to you by Fiegel Car and Choice, your border attorneys by Outlet Liquor. When you need to stock up, it's the place to buy a case. What's your outlet? By Connors and Ferris, your workers' comp attorneys. And driven by your Upstate Honda dealers for great deals on the entire Honda lineup. Visit your Upstate Honda dealer today. Rain in the forecast here at Fisher for the next hour or so. It is expected to lighten up a little bit, but, you know, the old precipitation map and how likely it is throughout the morning, it looks like it's going to be light all through practice. So as long as the field can handle it, you know, I'm sure the Bills wouldn't mind getting a practice in with a wet ball, see how things go. There are going to be days like this at the stadium where it rains.
Wet ball better than wet field, right? Because you're not going to want some
Guys falling.
Field malfunction or guys falling or whatever, and then an injury happens, and then you're just, you know, you're hating the fact that you practice probably in the first place.
Yeah.
They usually tend to keep things conservative, right, with injuries and when they practice. They'll cancel a day of mini camp. They'll cancel a training camp practice here and a practice there. They'll work indoors in the gym. So I'd feel like, you know, wouldn't be worried at all. Wouldn't think it's a big deal if they just decided to call it. The one reason they might not want to do that is because of the fans, right?
Yeah.
Right. Like people that are planning to make the trek up here. And if it's like this, is fine for fans.
You're going to want a poncho.
You're going to want a poncho or an umbrella.
You're going to want coverage.
Over umbrella, because umbrella could block people's views.
You might not even be allowed to bring an umbrella.
Honestly, that's right.
I don't know about that. Yeah, you're going to want rain gear if you're here today. If you just showed up and got rained on, you'd be miserable. It would be enough of a nuisance rain to sit in bleachers for it, and
you'd be soaked.
Yeah,
for sure.
So if there's any sort of movement on practice, we'll let you know. Someone in the chat asks if I ever considered being a weather guy. Fun fact about that.
Did you?
Not really that fun fact. Well, so when I was at Syracuse, there's a class that you do. You're on television. Everybody puts on a show.
Yep.
A full news show that is two anchors, a weather person, a sports person. You know, you're doing the news. So when we did the weather, we did this thing where, you know, I don't know how many people thought they would ever have a career being in weather. Some did, some didn't. Yeah. I was not one that did. So I took it somewhat seriously, but also not seriously. Anyway, you go up there in front of the green screen, and you're like, oh, and here we've got this and this and this. And, you know, you're a college student, not a meteorologist.
He's right.
Kind of saying, like, here are the highs in this area. And I did well enough that the professor said, like, you ever thought about doing weather?
Yeah.
No.
You never thought about it?
No.
Meteorologist. Storm chaser.
Please.
Storm chaser.
Yeah.
There was a time in my life when I was a kid and very into the movie Twister that I would have wanted to be a storm chaser. I probably was very short-lived, I imagine. Me and my brother wanted to do that. Seems dangerous.
Did you see the second one? How was it?
I did. I liked the second one a lot.
Maybe I'll put it on the list.
Not going to win an Oscar. Although I said that about Happy Gilmore 2 the other day. What's happened to my movie taste? Like, hey, this movie's actually not great, but I enjoyed it. That's how I felt about a couple of these recently.
Yeah. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. Hall of Fame game tonight. NFL.com has a countdown, 12 hours, 47 minutes.
A countdown to the Hall of Fame game?
Yeah, that's right.
How much should we trust the Chargers this year?
I think we should.
I think we're different because I think you have more faith in Harbaugh than I do.
Yes, he wins everywhere he goes, period. He wins.
Right.
But
the Chargers are capped by just some mystical force that stops them from ever. They're always good, but they are never, like, seriously good.
Yeah, okay. I mean, like, we used to say that about a lot of teams. How many teams have had that at some point? The Jets, of course, have that. The Jets are going to Jets.
And they still have that.
The Bills might have thought the Bills had that at some point. They don't. The Lions, you would have thought, had that.
But see, all of these teams were horrendous and then eventually got great.
The Chargers
are never – like, they weren't the Lions or the Bills. Like, they have always been competitive.
You know what they are? They're the Steelers without the lunch pail. Right? They're just the glam Steelers.
The glam Steelers.
In the way they're viewed.
Sure.
Who is a better example of he wins everywhere he goes than Harbaugh? I'll take names. 803-0550.
Harbaugh wins. I mean, he's got one trophy.
He wins everywhere.
That he cheated for.
He wins everywhere. He won at Stanford. Yeah. He won in San Francisco.
Right. He wins games.
He won in Michigan. He wins games. Like, if you're asking me if they're going to be good, competitive,
but like,
yes, I think they will be good and competitive. They have a quarterback that had a great year last year in a bad playoff game, and that happens. But
yep.
I'm talking myself into – I guess here's the thing. Should Bills fans want the Chargers to be good, actually good? Isn't that answer yes because of the Chiefs?
I think so.
But
are Bills fans don't strike me as being fearful at all of them figuring it out and, the four amazing elite quarterbacks that are in my hair every year in the AFC just became five.
That's right. That's
like we've been waiting for.
That's a good question. What's better? The Chargers become actually good and take a piece out of the Chiefs every year for the next 5 years, but also are actually good.
And you have to deal with them.
And you have to deal with them. Or
but the Chiefs have to deal with them more.
Right, that's right. Or is a status quo better because no, let's have them be, you know, in their own way, not take a piece out of the Chiefs, and we'll just finish the job as the Bills. What's the better path there?
I think probably it feels like them taking a piece out of the Chiefs is better, but I don't know that I want to just welcome Justin Herbert to the club. I don't know that I – because he is gifted. And if he matures a little bit more as a player and the team around him actually does a good job building, I mean, they've kind of done a poor job of that. They had the Saints coordinator for a while there that loved to check the ball down, screens, short stuff, didn't really want to use Herbert for his arm. And maybe now they're not all the way in the other direction, but – I think they're trying to be building around him a little bit better. Ladd McConkey, I think, is a really nice piece to have there. I'm still skeptical about Greg Roman, but I feel like they're kind of on the right track offensively. I don't want to welcome him to the club, though. I would be – there's enough of these guys. There's four of them. Yeah, and I think Herbert is as talented, honestly, as all of them, but there's just that one thing that seems to be missing. And honestly, it might be the team. Harbaugh made a comment the other day when asked about, like, another step Herbert can take. And Harbaugh said, like, no, like, the team and me, we have to get on his level.
He did say that.
That's the problem. Yep. We got to get on Justin Herbert's level, not the other way around. We don't need him to carry us more. I mean, maybe some would snicker at that because Herbert threw four interceptions in the playoffs last year. But I kind of liked that comment from Harbaugh. That's an admission of this guy is as talented as it gets, and we're the reason that he isn't in the same class as Joe Burrow and Lamar Jackson and then, of course, Allen and Mahomes.
Well, let me give you some numbers on Herbert because there's probably a point to be made here that the Chargers did with Herbert what the Bills did with Allen, and the rushing element is not equal. That's key.
Not at all.
Like, Allen ran for 12 touchdowns last year, and Herbert ran for, I believe it's 2.
Yep, that sounds right.
Okay. So
and, like, what, a couple hundred rushing yards?
He ran for he had 300 rushing yards. Allen had 531 on more attempts.
I bet that's closer also than it ever has been. Herbert did not run a lot before last year, right?
No, that's right. He ran the most he's run last year with 69 rushing attempts. It's the most he'd ever run. Allen's numbers coming down, of course, right? Allen's high in rushing. Allen in rushing attempts, his rookie year, he had 89 in 11 games.
Right.
Allen's had over 100 rushing attempts every year since.
Yep.
So, all right, understanding that the rushing is over here on the side, I'm not saying it doesn't matter. Of course, I would never say that. It's a big part of what Allen does. But I do want to point out their passing stats last year. And if you're someone that believes in what the Bills have done with Allen, managing games, supporting cast, run the football. Like you say about the Chargers all the time, they want to run the football. So do the Bills.
Yeah.
And the Bills have become that team. Because Herbert in what year do I want to find here? Justin Herbert in
Attempts?
2 years ago.
Yeah.
In 2021, Herbert threw for 5,000 yards and 38 touchdowns.
Yeah.
Do you know what he threw for last year?
I know he didn't throw the ball as much.
3,823 touchdowns.
Okay.
And
that sounds a lot like what Allen had.
Yes. In fact, if you side-by-side their numbers last year, passing.
Yeah.
Don't accuse me of saying the running doesn't matter. I'm not putting him on the level. I'm just talking about what the Chargers are attempting to build. To me, looks an awful lot like what the Bills are.
Yeah.
Allen last year on his stat line versus Herbert last year on his stat line. Josh Allen passing 37-31, 28-6.
Yep.
Right? 37-31 yards, 28-6. Touchdowns, interceptions. Herbert, 38-70, 23-3. Like, they were the same passer.
Yeah.
Ish. Yeah. You want to go completion percentage? I never care about that. Like, they both protected the football at an unbelievable level until Herbert got to the playoffs and threw 4 picks against the Texans.
Right.
But they both were incredible at protecting the football, managing the game in a run-heavy offense, because that's what Harbaugh wants to be. So, and by the way, if you're paying attention to a lot of these NFL prognosticators, both the Bills and the Chargers are being pegged for, like, top 10 defenses. The Chargers pegged higher than the Bills.
Yeah.
So the Chargers might – it's almost like you want to look at them and say, who is the most stylistically about to be a little bit like the Bills? There's a case to be made the Chargers are that.
Yeah. They also, like, going through those Herbert numbers last year, and really you could even still say this – about them this year, they are not, like, this is part of the support for Herbert that I would have. Herbert has all those numbers and is amazing protecting the football and is really efficient. And, you know, it's a little different than the Bills, but they're not flush with weapons. They've got one guy. They've got one guy who is awesome. Ladd McConkey is
awesome.
Great. But behind him, it's not much. Like, Quentin Johnston, that has not worked yet in the league. They're going to try one more time at it.
And they added Trey Harris, too.
That's a rookie, and so maybe that's good, but that's a second-round rookie, and he wasn't there last year.
That's right.
And then the rest of their offense is Will Disley at tight end, Jalen Reagor at wide receiver. Like, they get Brendan Rice. They pick him in, like, the seventh round at the end. We talked about him in the offseason. And that's kind of it. Like, it's the McConkey show there, and then it's running the football. So it's kind of like Allen for me for that, but the difference there would be Allen's got five guys that I would say are, you know, good to pretty good, and Herbert has one guy that is awesome and then a bunch of question marks.
Right.
But either way, it's not Higgins and Chase, and Herbert is still able to have that season. But, right, like, this is where I don't know how much blame he really does deserve for not being in the class of Josh Allen and Burrow and Mahomes and Jackson, because I do think he is that good in the regular season. I do think he is that talented, but 4 interceptions in the playoff game. Should I really make a big deal of that? It was Houston. Houston's a really good pass rush, right? Like, and they have a great corner in Derek Stingley, so it's not the easiest team in the world to go up against, but That's the game. That's the difference there. Josh Allen doesn't have that game.
No, he doesn't. That's right.
He in the playoffs especially, he does not have that four interception game in the postseason. And Justin Herbert did. And I think that's one area where you'd have to say, yeah, he's you can't call Justin Herbert the most talented quarterback in the league because Allen's just as talented as him, and he doesn't have that football game that Herbert did.
What if I told you I found an all-22 saying why Herbert was not to blame for the four interceptions?
All four of them? I remember one of them definitely wasn't his fault. Like, it was right in a guy's hands,
sure,
and it bounced in the air, but I don't remember the other three.
I like the question.
I feel like I'd be surprised though if all four of them weren't his fault.
I do like the question, though, about, by the way, I'm also like, offensive line rankings, Herbert's got two really good tackles, too, Rashawn Slater and Joe Alt.
Joe Alt, right.
So, again, like, if you want to talk, I just think it's an interesting point to say that they look like they are built to become, not to say Herbert will be Allen's equal, but if there's a place they could make it up, you decide what you like about McDermott versus Harbaugh. McDermott's won a lot here and deserves a lot of credit for that. He doesn't have the Harbaugh arc where he was in the NFL, he left the NFL, he won where he left, he came back, he continues to win. So is there a name? Like, Harbaugh's better than Saban for this. He's better than Jimmy Johnson for this. Maybe it's not that meaningful to say he's won on four different programs and teams and franchises and college, but that's the number one thing I would say about the Chargers is – here's a head coach who's won a lot. He coached Andrew Luck. He had Kaepernick and Alex Smith as in a Super Bowl. So,
yeah,
I mean, he's as good a coach, I think, as maybe not as good as there is in the league. But I have a lot of respect for what he does, and we'll see. You ask me why I would believe in them and think they could win that division. That's it. It's their quarterback is definitely good enough to do that, and their coach is, I think, great. I think he's great, and he's weird.
He's weird.
He's weird.
He's great. He doesn't have a lot of hardware.
Okay.
He's won. That's kind of the Chargers, too, isn't it? Like, maybe it's a little bit better.
Who does? Who does have a lot of hardware? Andy Reid and Bill Belichick. Who else has a lot of hardware?
McVay's won. He has a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Maybe part of it is I'm discounting that Harbaugh cheated when he won his national championship, but
so
well, whatever.
So did Belichick.
That's true. That is true. He won a lot of those, though.
Allegedly, there's some stuff in there.
Yeah, like I think Harbaugh is very good, but I don't know that I consider him so good that I am going to because again, the Chargers are going to win games. I don't doubt that they will, with Harbaugh as the coach or really with anybody as the coach, with that quarterback, they're going to win 9-10 games. Maybe they'll get 11. Maybe they'll get 12. But are they ever a team that anybody is taking seriously to win the Super Bowl? That's another level. And maybe that's just the Chiefs being in their way. Maybe that is part of the holes in their roster they had last year that makes it different from previous Chargers teams. But I'm not ready to assume that Harbaugh is good. Like, when we talk about the AFC next offseason, that it's not going to – right now it feels like it is Bills, Ravens, and Chiefs. And if I told you in a year one other team will join that fray, I wouldn't pick the Chargers for it. I would pick the Bengals earlier, and maybe I would even get to Houston earlier than I would. I think I would get to Denver first. Denver, I don't think the quarterback is as talented, but – I think he's good.
Well, then the same question about Denver. What's better? I'm putting up it as a Twitter poll. A, make the Chiefs' road consistently tougher, taking a bite out of them, but also becoming a true contender.
We do have a poll up on WGR 550 about that right now.
Oh, great.
And right now, 54% would say them never figuring it out. 45% say them becoming seriously great, taking a piece out of the Chiefs, but you have to deal with them too.
All right. That's a good question. If it's 54-46.
54-46.
And never figuring out is the choice.
Yeah.
That's people saying, just give me another shot at the Chiefs. I don't want anybody else take. Honestly, you know what that is? That's back where we get to the conversation we had last year where everybody's second favorite team is the Chiefs.
We had that conversation right here.
We have not asked that question again.
No, we have not. Do you think the answer would be any different?
1 year later, would the same answer come out?
I think after the year they had, it was so annoying. I think more you'd have more people that would come over to the side of, no, give me someone else. If it's not the Bills, somebody else, rather than, you know, just give the Chiefs another one.
I will hypothesize that 62% saying never figuring it out.
For the Chargers.
At least half of them are saying that because they cannot stomach the idea of Herbert making a Super Bowl before Allen. At least half of those votes.
It would be tough.
Mahomes makes it. It's I deal with that all the time. Well, anybody else makes it before Allen, and it's now I got to hear about.
Well, because right now, doesn't everybody believe all of the top four guys will reach Super Bowls? Two already have. Mahomes and Burrow have already made it, right? And doesn't everybody in the world believe that Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson will make it to Super Bowls? Everybody believes that, right? Does everybody believe that about Justin Herbert? I don't think so. So if he were to do it, it would be everyone would have to revisit the hierarchy of the quarterback situation in the AFC, or would it just be we'd have this everlasting fight of how much do the playoffs matter? How much does how far you get matter? Because Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson, statistically, you can look at they're the best two, but what if they're sitting there as the only two that haven't made it?
And Herbert.
Which they kind of are right now.
Right. And Herbert makes one, and we're all like losing our minds.
Because I think Herbert's capable, but he would definitely be fifth for me on that list, and I don't even think it's disputable.
803-0550. Benjamin Solak is here today from ESPN, and I sent him a message saying, like, hey, if you're moseying around, here's where we are. And I think he's going to stop by, maybe in the 8 o'clock hour, so keep an eye open for Benjamin Solak. Sal as well, special teams coordinator Chris Tabor, and Steve Tasker, all still to come. And we've got Hall of Fame game fun when we return.
Yes.
Oh, who wants?
I've got a Hall of Fame game for you.
The Hall of Fame game.
The Hall of Fame game.
The Hall of Fame game involving the Bills?
Involving the Bills, who I've watched play in two Hall of Fame games.
You got to love it.
How long does Hall of Fame game go back? Like, they wouldn't have played one in the 90s, right? Were there Hall of Fame games in the 90s?
Yeah.
There were? This is a long-lasting tradition?
Yeah.
Not like a made-up thing from, like, 2001?
No.
I don't know.
How long has it gone back? The Hall of Fame game, first one was played in 1962.
All right, well, there you go.
That's
1962. So the Bills probably played in one or two, I would bet, before the two that I remember.
Yeah.
Which are 2009, I believe, and 2014.
803-0550, Jeremy and Joe live from training camp here on WGR. Is this like the Hall of Fame game theme music?
They can't possibly have
this. Josh, what is this?
This is Thursday Night Football from 8 years ago, apparently.
Ah, what network?
The NFL Network Thursday Night Football from 8 years ago, I guess.
All right. Well, hey, there's Thursday Night Football tonight, the Hall of Fame game. Before we get to Joe's Hall of Fame game.
Hall of Fame game.
Because we got a Hall of Fame game.
By the way, tonight's game is on NBC and Peacock.
Okay.
8 o'clock.
Welcome to Where's the Game? Season.
Yeah.
Before we get to that, I want to read you a quote about the Steelers.
Okay.
Because I love the Steelers. I mean,
Well, go ahead.
I need the Steelers to continue to exist the way that they currently do for the rest of my life. Mark Caboli has a Steelers report. He's a Steelers correspondent for the Pat McAfee Show. And also, he's been on the beat for the Steelers since 2002.
Okay.
All right. It's part of his report. 10 observations from training camp.
Okay.
Quote, the Steelers hinted on the day they acquired Jonnu Smith that they were going to use him at fullback. Well, hold on. We're not done. I'm just getting started.
Arthur Smith's already cooking. He's got the Dolphins' leading receiver at fullback. Okay.
Well, they weren't lying. During a team period, the Steelers had a four tight end set, with Smith playing the role of the fullback. Hayward was at fullback for a couple of reps.
Casey Hayward?
I think it's Cam Hayward.
Cam Hayward.
He was at fullback for a couple of reps. So that sure seems like a wrinkle that Arthur Smith is looking at during camp. So the Steelers this year are, at least in training camp, rocking four tight end sets with a defensive tackle in the backfield.
How are they?
And that's just the most beautiful thing I've ever heard in my life. It's incredible.
How are they fitting four tight ends and a defensive tackle all at the same time?
I guess he's listed as a tight end. Think of him like a tight end.
Okay. He's like, okay. But even in these other instances, they have four. They're basically running goal line offense.
Yeah. Yep, during a team period.
Arthur Smith football.
Freiermuth, right there. Jonnu Smith. Oh, Connor Hayward, sorry.
Connor
Hayward. They're not going to use Cam Hayward. They're going to use Connor Hayward. All right. That's less cool.
But that's a tight end.
They also do have Darnell Washington. Don't forget him. He was like the monster tight end.
Yes.
So four.
Huge guy. Georgia, right?
Four tight ends set for the Steelers there at camp. You know what? It was way cooler when it was Cam Hayward. I thought it was Cam Hayward, but it's Connor Hayward.
It's still ridiculous. This is why having Jonnu Smith in fantasy and seeing him getting traded to the Steelers with Arthur Smith is like, well, there goes that. Not starting him this year.
All right, before we
get to use him a fullback.
Before we get to your game, which Bills player do we want to see score an offensive touchdown this year? Who is it?
Josh Allen.
You're saying Josh Allen will score a defensive touchdown?
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
He's out there for like a Hail Mary and he returns it.
Which Bills player do we want to see score a touchdown? Hand off to
Deion Dawkins.
Vrabel used to catch touchdowns, right?
Yeah. Look,
no, defensive players, not offensive. Need a defensive player.
Okay, I thought you just meant like anybody out of the ordinary.
I don't know. There's not really a great candidate.
Who on defense?
Like Kyle Williams scored a touchdown. How many Bills defensive players have scored offensive touchdowns?
Kyle Williams has. I think I've looked this up before. I think there's a couple that have scored it on offense. That's the problem. You got to have a guy out there playing out of position. So, like, has a linebacker ever done it or a lineman? Who's the best for this for the Bills? Like, is Ed Oliver an answer here? Like,
he'd have a good touchdown celebration.
You know, it'd be great. It would be Tre'Davious White somehow doing it. Yeah. But I don't know what that looks like. He's playing wide receiver. I don't know. You don't want to put Bosa out there, I'm assuming. Greg Rousseau is really tall. Can I just put him like out there and he just like holds his arms up in the air and nobody can reach him and he looks like a big kid out there playing with little kids? That could work.
All right, I'm ready for the Hall of Fame game.
All right, so the last time the Bills were in the Hall of Fame game was 11 years ago. They played the New York Giants. They lost that game.
I remember.
17-13.
They lost it late. And I remember because Doug Marrone was really mad about it. So mad.
That sounds like Doug Marrone.
That we came in the next day saying, like, I can't believe he's that mad about it.
Right.
That a player that won't ever play for him got beat by a player that won't ever play for the Giants. He was so mad.
Yeah.
Was that his second year as coach? Yes. Not his first year?
Must have been. Yeah.
Because
second year.
Because in his first year, he was, you know, kind of nice. In his second year, he was just mad all the time.
Yeah.
And that started in the preseason.
Right.
So, okay. They lose to the Giants. He got mad.
Yeah.
All right. Ready for the Hall of Fame game.
I am asking you for, in that game, the Bills' two leading passers, because they were pretty close, their leading rusher, and their leading receiver in the game. I'll help you out a little bit. I'm willing to give you four lifelines on this.
Okay.
Your lifelines are, you can only use each one once.
What?
Jersey number.
There's too many rules.
That's just, you get to ask for each player.
I don't like
jersey number, college, career totals, or initials. You get to use each. It's like Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
That's it? There's no other clues about who led the.
Those are the only clues you get.
What kind of game is this?
You gotta make it somewhat challenging.
All right. So,
2014.
I've got to come up with
Hall of Fame game. They're two leading. You might not even need them.
Leading passer.
Two leading passers, their leading rusher, and their leading receiver.
Leading rusher and leading receiver.
Yep.
And I get four lifelines?
Yeah.
Initials?
Career totals.
Career totals.
The college they went to.
I mean, career totals is never not going to ever be a useful lifeline.
Or jersey number. I think in this game it could be. It definitely could be.
What a terrible. I mean, all right. So... leading passer. Leading passer. That's going to be... So it's EJ. EJ's here. When EJ's here, who's he competing with? By the end, it's Castle and Tyrod.
That's at the end.
I know, at the end. At the beginning, right. He's competing with Kevin Cobb,
right,
who did play a preseason and got hurt against Washington. Did Cobb play in this game?
Cobb is the year before.
Is Jabron Hamden still here? Is that at all possible?
That's
far back.
Isn't that like 2002? Yeah. Jabram Hamden.
Two leading passers. What kind of question is this?
Because they have like the same number. They're like neck and neck.
Like Matt Sims?
Nope.
Who on earth?
You've got your four lifelines if you want to use them.
Sure. Give me – I don't want to
– For their leading passer?
I only get to use each lifeline once?
Yes.
This game.
You can use – fine. You can use all four. Go ahead. You want them?
Give me initials. Initials of a leading passer.
All right. T.L.
T.L.
Who's T.L.
Trevor Lawrence.
Not Trevor Lawrence.
No, not Trevor Lawrence.
Not Trevor Lawrence.
Todd. No. Tim. Tim Lewis.
You want to move on to the college?
Sure.
Duke.
Should I know this?
I mean, you're a Syracuse fan.
What does that have to do with anything?
You hate Duke. You should know the players on Duke. Although it's
on the Duke football team?
Yeah. Syracuse and Duke don't hate each other in football?
No. Neither one's good enough.
Right.
No idea. Jersey. I'm just going to go to the chat.
Jersey number?
Chat.
Ready?
Chat. Thad Lewis.
Thad Lewis. That was not a lifeline that was given. The chat. That should be the last line of defense is the chat. The chat's going to know it.
I should have got Thad Lewis. Chris Brown screaming at me, Thad Lewis. I should have got Thad Lewis.
You should have.
That's on me.
You should have.
All right, the other.
The next number nine, would you have gotten it if I had given you the jersey number? That was what next was.
All right. Next quarterback that tied him in passing initials.
Yep. JT.
College.
Washington State.
I mean, it's just the problem with a game like this is you say JT and I'm like Joe Thornton. Like just your brain just fires off players with the initials that they have. Justin Thomas, the golfer.
But you would clearly move right on from Joe Thornton.
Right, of course. I'm just telling you, like it's tough because my brain starts flooding information at me. Like no,
yeah,
not,
you're thinking of people with the initials JT instead of Bills quarterbacks.
Right, it's like not those people.
All right, well let's move on and I'll give you the jersey number. Actually, I'll give you the career totals for this guy. He went 0-1 as a Bills starter. Career totals, 26 of 59, 309 yards, one touchdown, three interceptions.
In his career.
In his regular season career.
And I'm really losing my fastballs here to not get these random drought.
Jersey
Bills
number eight.
Oh, JT's going to be Jeff Toole.
Jeff Toole.
Yeah, okay.
Toole time.
Jeff Toole. Leading rusher in the
Leading
Hall of, last time the Bills were in the Hall of Fame game.
Yep.
College.
Kansas State.
Ooh. Where did Shawn Williams go to college?
No, you're off on the time.
I know.
Shawn Williams
went to Alabama.
Shawn Williams 2003, 2004.
Fine. What's the difference between 10 and 20 years ago? Initials on this running back.
10 years, I believe, is the answer.
That's right. Now the math checks out. Initials on this guy?
BB.
BB.
I'll give you a bonus clue here. He is most remembered.
Bryce Brown.
Okay, there you go.
Bryce Brown.
Was it something about me saying most remembered that led you there?
For fumbling into the end zone against the Chiefs.
I was just going to say his most famous play was a fumble.
Right.
And then finally the leading receiver.
Okay, initials?
R.W.
Robert Woods.
Robert Woods, there you go. Most accomplished of the four.
I dominated this game.
You needed a lot of hints. You didn't get Thad Lewis.
Yeah, we got a break. I didn't get Thad Lewis. That's correct. All right, that was the Hall of Fame game. Hope you enjoyed it. Jeremy and Joe. Sal coming up at 8 o'clock with the latest on Maxwell Harrison. We think Benjamin Solek's going to roll through at some point as well from ESPN. Special teams coordinator Chris Tabor and Steve Tasker still to come live from St. John Fisher here on WGR.
Very quickly, did you see from Robert Kraft how big the Tom Brady statue is going to be at Gillette Stadium?
12 feet to represent number 12.
You got it. I was going to say, don't think too hard. 12 feet. Will the Buffaloes and the Bills Stadium be bigger than 12 feet?
12 feet's a good size for a person statue. Right?
Straight up?
Yeah.
Right, a buffalo is on four legs.
He's also
so
going to be
high. He'll be
standing on something, presumably.
I would think so, yeah.
You know, we haven't heard much about the giant buffaloes. We got to get some investigative reporting on that.
We should get on that.
12
Someone
feet.
Get that. Someone figure out what that's going to be.
Wait till you see the Aaron Donald statue the Rams are building.
They're building an Aaron Donald statue?
No, it's a joke about his number. Need to wear number 99?
Okay.
He's going for that. 99-foot
statue.
That'd
be awesome. That'd be awesome.
Amazing. Whoa.
That's right. The Josh Allen statue will be 17 feet.
Yes.
In 20 years.
I like it. Makes sense. Sal on the other side on lack of a timeline when it comes to Max Harrison. Ian Rappaport saying 3 weeks. I don't know how much you should be locking into 3 weeks. We'll talk about that with Sal and Max Harrison, what it all means from here. Tre'Davious White, the Bills' cornerback depth, and what else we're going to look for today and tomorrow. Tomorrow's the blue and red game, the blue and red practice scrimmage at Highmark Stadium. Tonight we've got rain here at St. John Fisher. It looks like it stopped raining just a little bit. Overcast, wet field, practice on the way, 9:45 this morning. We'll, of course, keep you covered. Bring you Sal Capaccio on the other side here on WGR. Jeremy White here. If you're missing that new car feeling, I got it recently by taking my truck to Z-Bart. Had a new tonneau cover put on, and while that was taking place, it's like, hey, sure, let's detail it as well. And, man, what a job bringing my truck back to life. The inside and outside of your car can be detailed and looking like new again with the help of Z-Bart. Window tinting can help you stay comfortable while driving around in the summer sun. Z-Bart window tinting won't crack, peel, or change color. Professional detailing and window tint services start at $99. And with over 65 years of experience, Z-Bart's the original provider of rust protection. Top choice for drivers worldwide. Z-Bart's new wax-based undercoating is cutting edge, rated number one for corrosion protection. It's flexible and durable while preventing moisture trapping. Best of all, it won't crack or peel over time. There's free annual maintenance, and it's all backed by their industry-leading nationwide limited warranty. There's four local Z-Bart locations, Union Road, West Seneca, Camp Road in Hamburg, Jamestown, and Batavia. Visit ZBart.com to make an appointment to protect your vehicle. Z-Bart, your vehicle's best defense.